Blog Talk
Good
Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I thank God this morning for waking us up this morning. Thank God, you know, that just breathing the breath of life in our bodies this morning. And this is Sister Gladys facilitating on this Tuesday, September the 5th, 2023. And I just appreciate God for everyone that's on this prayer line this morning, everyone that's that came to you know, just come together in unity this morning and be on one accord this morning. So I just appreciate God just for everybody that's on this line, that, you know, prayers for the righteous availeth much. So I have this song that I want to sing a little bit this morning. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. I just appreciate God for all that he is, all that he's done, and all that he is about to do. I just appreciate God that we're here today, and just to thank him for just waking me up, waking us up this morning, and appreciate him. So I'm going to start it off with the Lord, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you this morning right now, God, giving you the first fruit of our morning. And, Lord, we repent of every evil or sin that we may have thought or said, and any way that we have grieved you, Lord God. We ask you for repentance so that our prayers would not, to forgive us of our sins and to repent of them, so our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you this morning, Father God. Create in us clean hearts and renew right spirits within us this morning. Take not your Holy Spirit away from us. Restore, renew, replenish, refresh, revive, quicken out us this morning, Lord God. In your Son Jesus' name, throw in every spot, every wrinkle, every blemish into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again, Father God. So we give you all the glory and our honor and the praises. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being our Alpha and our Omega, for being our healer, for being our deliverer, for being our strong tower this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for making provisions for us today, this morning, Lord God. Thank you, God, for hallelujah. In everything, we're going to give you thanks this morning. So what I want everyone to do this morning to let's do a corporate prayer where we pray together and give thanks to God before we get started and, you know, asking him for anything. So unmute your mic and let's come in together and start praising God for what the things that he's done for us. So thank you, Father God.
We bless you this morning, God. We glorify your name, God.
You're awesome,
yes,
Lord.
Thank
you are
Jesus.
Powerful,
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
So
you
we move and move and have our being,
thank
oh,
you.
Father. There is
thank
nobody
you.
Like
thank
Lord.
You.
No one to compare,
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus,
Jesus,
you are from
Jesus.
Everlasting
thank
to
you.
Everlasting.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you today for your grace and your mercy, oh God. You are
thank
our
you,
hiding place,
you,
Lord.
Eyes, Lord.
You're everything that
thank
we
you,
need, oh God.
Thank
you're the
you
one who takes us
Lord,
to the places where we need to be, oh
God.
Hallelujah. You're the one who gives us power to get wealth, oh God. So we thank you for putting us in our wealthy place today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus,
Jesus,
we praise you, God. We glorify your name,
thank
God.
You, Father, God.
You are the powerful one of the universe. You are
yes,
sovereign,
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
We have no respect
you,
for the person,
you,
what you have done. So, one, you can and will do it for another, oh God. So, we thank you, Lord, today for
you,
your
Lord.
Sovereignty, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that your answers are
yes.
yea and amen,
thank
oh God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus, glory
God.
To your name,
thank
God.
You,
we just praise you today, oh
thank
God, because you are perfect, Lord.
Jesus, oh God.
Thank you, Lord, today that you are
thank you,
wonderful,
Jesus.
God.
Thank
wonderful
you,
are thy works, O God, in all the earth, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus,
yes,
my God,
Lord.
My
thank
God.
You,
thank
Jesus.
You for the blood
thank
that
you,
you shed
thank
on Calvary
you,
so that we can be free, Lord. Thank you for freedom this morning, O God.
Thank
you, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes,
thank Lord.
You, Lord.
Jesus. Glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory, glory,
you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. Oh, how we
Jesus.
Love you, Lord. Oh, how we bless your name, O God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
in
you
the beauty
day,
of holiness, O oh God, and in
thank
the
you for
spirit
the
of righteousness, O oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
Lord,
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, God. We
this
magnify
morning, oh God.
You.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We magnify you,
my
Jesus.
God, my God.
You
are
you, Jesus.
Faithful, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, O oh God.
You,
thank you for your mercy,
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank,
thank
you,
Lord, that you have forgiven us, O
Lord.
God, of all
Jesus.
Unrighteousness, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father, with God in heaven, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus,
O
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus, for answering our prayers, Lord
God.
Thank you for being our comforter, Lord God.
We thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your sight, O
Lord,
and our Redeemer, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are grateful, Lord, for your blessings, O God, that make us rich and add no sorrow to it, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're grateful, Lord, today that Jesus has called us friend.
Thank
and
you, Jesus.
We
thank
know
you, Lord.
He's a friend who's closer
thank you for
than
being
a brother.
Protector, our provider, Lord
we're
God.
Grateful today,
thank you,
God,
Jesus.
Because
thank
Jesus
you, Lord.
Has
thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
And as
thank you, Jesus.
Know his
thank
fortune,
you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We
magnify
you,
Lord. We worship
you,
Jesus, Lord God, for you are great and good.
Even us in the
praise,
Lord God.
You deserve the highest praise,
God. My God, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, God, because you are with us, Lord. Thank you that your rod and your staff and comfort us, God. We are grateful that you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're grateful, Lord, that you anoint our heads with oil, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father, today that Lord, we goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, Lord. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name, God. Lord, we appreciate you, God, for opening up hearts, oh God, to do what is right and righteous, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we just thank you, Lord, today that you are blessing us, oh God, to be a blessing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful, Lord, today for the healing, oh God. Healing is the children's bread today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. We're grateful, Lord, today that you are blessing, oh God, the children, oh God, to be protected, oh God, in the schools and wherever they may go. Lord, we're grateful, Lord, today that our children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we are grateful, Lord, today for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God. We're grateful, Lord, for unity in our churches, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're grateful for the word that
we
comes forth with demonstration and power, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy name today, God, because you are doing great things, oh God. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Marcos, Chitra, Makola, Lamasikila, Bekela, Shatra, Makula, Lamasida. My God, my God, we're grateful, Lord, today for just the ability to come and praise your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. son of my car.
Oh,
so
Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Praise you, God. Yes, Jesus, my God. You are the one, God. You're the one, Father, who we can depend on, oh, God, in the time of trouble, Lord, in the time of good and bad, oh, God. We know that you're there, God. Thank you, Jesus. You're everywhere, God. So we praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your angels today, oh, God, that protect us, oh, God. Thank you for your angels who even give us messages, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for your warring angels today, Father. Hallelujah. Jesus, praise you today, oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the oil of the Holy Ghost, oh, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the anointing, oh, God, that destroys yokes and bondages today, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that there's a song in our hearts today, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, today that the laughter doeth good like a medicine, oh, God. So we have the joy this morning, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord, that you're the shield of our help, oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are Emmanuel, God with us, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. My God. You are my Lord and you are my God, oh, God. You are my hope, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are the high tower where the righteous run into. And we are safe, oh, God. Thank you for safety this morning, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, my God. Thank you, Lord, this you're the Lamb in the midst of the throne, oh, God. The Lamb of God, hallelujah, Jesus, the Lamb that was slain but became victorious, oh, God. And because of your victory, oh, God, we have the victory, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Praise your name, God. Praise your name, Father. Yes, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Singing the praises to your name, God. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, my Father, my King. Yes, Jesus. My God, we just praise your name because you are worthy you are, God. Yes, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
I want to come together. Hallelujah. Praying. I want a card. Hallelujah. And thank everyone that saw it fit to come together and let come and praise the Lord together. So I want to give you a little bit of encouragement this morning. But, you know, to encourage you to fight your child. One of the important ways of tending to the garden of our soul is by finding like-minded believers to surround ourselves with. I like to call it finding your tribe. This means finding people you feel comfortable around, people you can open up to and be real with, people who mutually encourage and support each other. There are different kinds of friendships, but some of the most impacting may come from those who aren't close friends, yet always know the right things to say. Finding friends who you're willing to invite into the garden of your lifetime takes time. Perhaps you don't fit in where you are, or you can't find like-minded people. Don't give up. Ask the Lord to help you find your tribe. And get ready. God is faithful to bring people into your life, both to bless you and to be blessed by you. So, Father, surround us with people who make us feel known and loved and who will be blessed by what we have to offer. Regardless of the package they come in, whether they're old, young, or slightly different from what we're used to, we know you will help us to find our tribe, the place where we fit in. So I just appreciate God for that. And what came to mind is James 5:16, the King James Version. But I want to say, I'm going to read this one first. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The much. And I also went to James 5:16, the Amplified Version. Confess your sins to one another, your false steps, your offenses, that you may be healed and restored. The heartfelt and persistent prayer, fervent prayer of the righteous, the believers, avail is much. And I just appreciate God for just giving me that this morning to be able to encourage each and every one of you that if you haven't found your tribe, that you will find it, you know, a place where God wants you to be placed in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. A place that you come into when you let God lead and guide you, who to go to confide in, and stuff like that, friends that will surround you and stuff like that. So I just appreciate God for all that he's done, all the things that he's doing and he's about to do. And I just thank God for everyone, hallelujah, that are consistent in coming to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry in the name of Jesus, committing themselves to a life of fasting and us coming together, a closer walk with God, and that we decrease so he can increase in our lives, hallelujah, so we can hear clearly what God is saying to us in the name of Jesus. And thanking God for all the intercessors around this world, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that, hallelujah, that he's striven us to do the work that he has us to do today in Jesus' name. And so I just honor and I praise him and I thank him for the victory. And I thank him right now, God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us this morning. So what I want to do this morning, I want to just open the mics up to anybody that has a prayer request, a song, or either, you know, a testimony. This is your time to give it. But first I want to go ahead and give mine. I'm asking for prayer for my niece, Rosa. And about the ones that have lost loved ones, and that's not just my niece, but everybody's, you know, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins, whatever, have they had lost that God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 that God comfort them in the name of Jesus. And I also want to pray for her because when I talked to her about, this is about the fourth day now, she was started ranting and going on, but she doesn't trust God. That's not God, and the God that we serve, we're serving the wrong person and stuff like that. So she was just going off and ranting. So strong spirit of forgot what this lady named that she said that she's listening to, that's telling her all of these things that. They're telling her, and just continue to pray for our families and pray for us for the strength that we need to be able to carry, hallelujah, whatever it is that we have to carry today, because we know God is not going to put more on us than we can bear in the name of Jesus. And I thank him for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in our lives and our family lives this morning. In Jesus' name, and prayer.
So,
thank you. So, let's start mic and come and want to praise you for a song on your heart in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Darlene B. And I just, first of all, want to say thank you, Minister Gladys, for facilitating and leading us in prayer this morning and the words of encouragement. And when you were just sharing about find your tribe, I was just thinking about even on yesterday where we had a gathering and there were friends and family who had come together, and it was just a beautiful situation, a beautiful gathering. And, you know, there are different times when you may be connected with people who are like-minded or people who have a wonderful spirit. There are other people you may be with who may not be, and I've heard this in the pulpit, Bishop Bronner. He was talking about being around people who are not on the same mindset that we are on. And this is what you are sharing even this morning, finding your tribe. And I'm just grateful for unity in the spirit. And we're just grateful for the fact that we do have people, and God will help each and every one who does not have a tribe right now to find your tribe. And, you know, sometimes we just don't have people who are around us who can be encouraging, who will be around us and not just be there just to take from us. You know, there's people who just connect to others so that they can take. And that's not the way God really designed our lives. We're here to give and to share and to care and to love. So I'm just grateful for that this morning. And I also want to remind us of our fast that is going to start on tomorrow. And we will be focusing on being filled with the Holy Ghost and with love, peace, and joy. And we will continue to pray to invite the unsaved to join the kingdom of God during this fast. So we just thank God for tomorrow. And we do have some scriptures, which is one is Romans 14 and 17 through 19. And then Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. That I was looking at that. I said those are the same verses for each one of those chapters. So I'm just thanking God for the opportunity to pray. And somebody is moving around. If you could please mute your phone until it's time for you to talk. I mean, even when Gladys was speaking, we could hear that noise. And we would appreciate it if you would be kind enough to mute your phone while you're making noise in the background. Thank you so much. That is a distraction. So also I want to request prayer for my Uncle Marvin. We have prayed for him over the years. He has another spot on his lungs. He said it has increased over time. And so we want to pray that God will heal him of that. And also he has some items stolen from his car while he was on vacation. So we want to pray that God will restore those things so that he will not be unhappy. He's not very happy right now. So we just want to pray for him that God will lift his spirit. Also, I want to pray for Joe to make the right decision concerning some delinquent payments that he owes somebody. Then just keep me in prayer as I continue my life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Is there anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Excuse me, a minute. There's a lot of noise in the background. Can we please give respect to people when they are sharing their testimony or whatever? Please mute your phone so that people, other people on the line can hear. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Linda Taylor. I have many, many testimonies. For about a week and a half, I was looking for cornmeal at different stores, and they didn't have it. Then I went to the store that they have the same store but different areas. And I asked for cornmeal. I ended up getting Jiffy Mix. Still couldn't find my cornmeal. So the other day I was in the store, and I saw one of the salespeople in the store. And I asked him where it was located, and she was cleaning up eggs. So she said, well, wait a second. I'll find out and come. She goes, wait there till you come back. God, come back. This man walked past me, and she didn't hear me at first. And she said, what did you say? And I said it again. This man walked past me, and he looked shuffled, and he just didn't look clean, or he didn't look good at all. And he didn't even look at me. He just walked past me, and he said, it's in aisle 8. And I'm like, is he talking to himself? So the lady came back, and she said, it's in aisle 5. And we went to aisle 5, and it wasn't in there. So I went to the service desk. So there's one lady at the service desk. When I can't, I have a vision problem. So when I can't find something, the Holy Spirit will allow the lady behind the service station, if nobody's there, she'll come and find it for me. And she went straight to Al. And the first thing that came to me was an angel unaware. And when I got back to the car, I told my husband, did you see a man come out to the car with a green shirt on and a beard, and his hair was, he was just unclean and one shaven? And my husband said, yes, he saw the man. And I said, he's the one that walked past me, never looked at me, just said eight, and kept going.
Hmm.
And I said, Lord, is he talking to himself? And the Holy Spirit, I think it felt me, took me to eight. He said, that was an angel unaware.
Amen.
I said, thank you, Lord, for that encounter.
Praise God.
We walk by faith, but not by what we see. And that's my little testimony I want to share about the cornmeal. And I finally got my cornmeal after 2 weeks. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Mark the Herald Angel thing. So good.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Is there any has a testimony they want to share?
I love that testimony. That is just beautiful. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It sounded so faithful. I love that testimony so much. I'm going to remember that all day long.
Good morning. This is Steve Vaughn. I just thank God for being here and thank you for the word. And I'm listening.
Thank you, sister.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I have a prayer request for a Deacon Willie Jones, who I learned is battling cancer. Just would like for agreement for restoration of his health and strength for his family as they care for him.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mrs. Chris.
Else?
Good morning, Mrs.
Good morning.
Chris. I have a prayer request for my nephew, TJ. He's going for a job interview, and I'm just praying that God gives him favor and grace that he gets this job. And also, if you can just keep Denver in prayer, he's having some issues in school, like with behavior. So we just pray for him that he gets his behavior together. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Mary. I thank God for prayer, praise, and deliverance. Thank God for each of you this morning. Pray for Sister Loretta Jones. She's now started her treatment. And just pray for healing in her body. In Jesus' name, we believe God to heal. Like Sister said, we walk by faith and not by the sight. God can heal. So I just thank God for your prayers this morning for Loretta Jones.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I do have another request. This is for Cheryl, who is doing cancer treatment at this time, that her body will be strengthened, and also for her husband, Virgil. He seems to have ongoing health issues, so we just want to pray that God will heal his body completely. And I believe part of his problem is that he needs to lose weight, so I just want to pray for him to have a mindset to lose the weight so that he won't have all the problems that he's having at this time. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I want to, Sister Glad. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Good morning. This is
what
Teresa.
What was the man's name
and
that needed healing for weight loss?
Teresa.
Good morning for weight loss.
Okay. Wait, can we, wait a minute. Teresa, if you will speak again and let Teresa finish what she's saying and then the next person can speak. Go ahead, Sister Teresa. Say that again, please.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I am asking prayer for a person by the name of Kim Coleman. She suffered a brain hemorrhage, and she was improving. And yesterday I learned that she's taken a turn for the worse. So just wanting prayer for her complete healing for her and her family at this time.
Amen. And did you say something about weight loss? Mm-hmm. Or was it somebody else?
The man's name.
The man's name for Virgil is his name.
That needed the weight loss.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Thank you.
The man that needs to lose weight. Yes.
Thank you. I want to thank God for my healing. I'm gonna. And some of the medicine that I can stop already, my own without the help of the doctors writing me that prescription, and that's the Tylenol with the codeine in it. And so I stopped taking that, and I'm truly, truly believing God, and because I know it's getting better, the total healing of my back and spine, my L3, L4, and L5 vertebrae in my back. Some mornings I wake up and I'm feeling good, and I've been feeling good more often than I was feeling bad. So I just thank God just for that, for total healing, mind, body, soul, and spirit. My back, my neuropathy, and my legs up, total healing in my body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful declaration of your healing. I'm so grateful that you shared that. This is Sister Lucinda, and I'm, oh my goodness, prayer, praise, and deliverance. I love praying with you and talk about tribe. we absolutely have been commissioned to such a great amount of responsibility to gather together and pray together on the regular, and whether we're together or not over the weekends, and that we just continue to hold space for so many. Yes, can you hear me? Oh.
Yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. And so anyway, while I was in Central America, I've just arrived back, and I had a great amount of gathering a tribe. I was in a village, and I would stop in the street and pray with others, and they loved it. They just absolutely loved it, and I loved it too because it really gave me purpose, and I also ended up supporting cleaning up a school for the school year for the students and embracing the community. I wasn't there just on a holiday, which I kind of thought I was. But it was absolutely had purpose in it. God just really had his hand on me and that community to embrace each other. And for that, I'm very grateful. And then by the time I left, the young women were more listening to gospel music than they were their pop music, and that gave me a lot of joy.
Hallelujah.
And so, yes, hallelujah indeed. And I just really am grateful for that. And today I'm participating in, when I got back, I found out that a friend of mine had a very quick demise with a cancer, and now she's laying in state, and we are having a memorial for her this morning. And before I had been traveling to Iowa to go and see her a few times along the way, and she had something in her mind about this man called Bruno Gruni that she was committed to. It's an international thing somehow, that he was a channeling Jesus and et cetera. And my whole thing is that, you know, we're the intercessors with Jesus, that God has placed Jesus, the Holy Spirit, with us. And so I prayed with her around that again and again. And so in her memorial today, I just really pray that the Holy Spirit is with her on her journey to with her soul, and that we can continue to make an impact on people who think that there's something separate from them and God other than the Holy Spirit, that we are the intercessors. Jesus is our intercessor. And we have a full responsibility and a commitment with God. And so for that, I'm grateful. So, yeah, that's my prayer. Amen.
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 Praise God. We're grateful, Sister Lucinda. I just want to say, Lucinda, we're glad that you made it back safely, and we're glad for what God did to use you while you were gone. So we must continue to keep Pastor Scholastica in prayer. I thought she would be back by now, but we had been praying for Scholastica, and Lucinda while they were gone, so we just need to put her back on the request line to pray for her in her travels. Amen.
Thank you. We want to give you time, Pastor Bandaj. Is there anything else that you have that you need to say to us this morning before we start in, you know, coming together and praying for these needs?
Well, I mean, I did give the verses that we'll be using or the scriptures we'll be using for the fast, but I'll go ahead and read them since we have a little bit of time. So Romans chapter 14 and verses 17 through 19 says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men." 19 says, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another." And that, I mean, just the word of God, just listening to the word of God just really ministers to me. And I hope it ministers to you just the fact that he has given his word for us to live by and helps us to live the way that will be pleasing to him so that others will be drawn to him through our lives. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 through 19 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. And I'm sure that you all noticed that I specify love, love, love. We have to keep the love of God in our hearts. And when we love, have the love of God in our hearts, we can share love with other people and even with our tribes. I mean, as we're talking about tribes this morning, we can share that love and then receive love from others as they share their love with us. And I'm grateful for the love that is here on this prayer line. I mean, I just sense that there is love within each and every one of us as we come together and share the love of God and share the fellowship, which is great. You know, I have not seen everybody. I don't know everybody on this prayer line. I've never seen certain people, but we are here in spirit. It's not necessarily what we know physically, but it's always in the spirit of God that we are here together. So I'm grateful for that this morning. Amen. Thank you. Sister Gladys.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Okay, so we're going to come together and pray corporately for the prayers and the needs of others, ourselves and others.
Amen.
Okay, so to Mike, the next we just spoke of this morning, and ones that we
Amen.
May not have say, you can say it, you know, while we're praying. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you right now, God.
Lord, thank you this morning, oh God, for just knowing, Lord, that all we have to do is ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be open, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors this morning, oh God, that you have opened doors, oh God, that we can open, Lord.
In the name
thank you, Lord, so we're thanking you, Father, today for just marking, oh God, the spot that was on his lungs, oh God, supernaturally healed him, God. In the name of Jesus, my take over his body. He'll supernaturally remove the spot on his lungs and anything else in his body that shouldn't be there, God. We declare that he is healed by Jesus. Lord, we are grateful, Lord, for the stripes of Jesus, Lord. We are grateful, Lord, that you said, I am the Lord who healeth you. We pray together. We thank you, Lord, today for healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify your name, oh God. Lord, show, oh God, as he is saving, making a payment, oh God, that full payment, oh God, let it be a lump sum payment, God. In the name of Jesus, we God, in the name of Jesus. supported and a seed out of what that being withheld, oh God, is being released right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, and I'm grateful, Lord, that it is being released into my hands, my bank account, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you supernaturally do that, oh God. So we thank you for that this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for today for Rosa, oh God, that you give her peace, Lord, and others who are connected to her family, oh God, and many more people who are grieving at this time, oh God. Lord, joy may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning, oh God. So we pray for joy coming in the morning. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray for each and every one of our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if you touch and heal and deliver, oh God, such a gracious family, Apostle Worsley's family, oh God, Sister Teresa's family, God, Sister Lucinda's family, Sister Glenda's family, Sister Marie's family, Sister Yvonne's family, oh God, Sister Lois's family, oh God, Sister Chris's family, Sister Mary's family, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for our Sister Linda T, oh God, her family. Thank you for Sister Linda B, oh God, and her family, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Mary. Family, oh God, Sister Darlene B's family, oh God, Sister Glass's family, oh God, Sister Sheila's family, oh God, Sister Patricia's family, God, in the name of Jesus, Marco, Michaela, Michaela, Lord, all of our family members who need to be saved, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for joining us in the kingdom of God before we ever last, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray you, oh God, for such a family, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
Thank you, Father.
His life, God.
In Jesus' name, oh God. We pray, God, today that he will become a model student, oh God. That he will be a leader there to lead them in the right direction. Jesus' name, God. We pray, God, today for our Kim, oh God, for that brain hemorrhage, oh God. We are blessing you today, God. It's a miracle, oh God, for her brain, oh God. You can heal her hemorrhage in her brain, God. You can stop it, oh God, and everything else that is happening, Lord. Her body, oh God, we can heal her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Linda as she goes in with the day her dream, oh God, and all rest completely, oh God. That you bless her, oh God, and those who are there, oh God, to realize and recognize, oh God, who are there with them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Praise your name, God. Lord, by you today, God. Lord, as the last one is traveling, oh God, or will be traveling, oh God, or has traveled, oh God. We pray that you cover her and her family, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God, we will be the blessed, heal and deliver, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Benita and Roderick, oh God. I pray, Lord, today that they, their relationship will get better, oh God, that Roderick will not be the belligerent, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God, I bind up the spirit of drugs, oh God, that Roderick is dealing with right now, oh God, that he would not want to use drugs, oh God, that he would not call for him and his sisters, oh God, and the nephew, oh God, in that house, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would come to Jesus Christ, and that you would serve you, oh God, for real, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, in the name of Jesus, we pray you, God, we glorify the Holy Spirit, and the righteous name, oh God, for you would be great things, oh God, for it's marvelous in our eyes, God. We praise you, God, today for Roderick's deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for peace between him and Benita today, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray for you today, oh God. And we also pray for you, oh God, that you heal her, oh God, from the food situation that she had, oh God, that caused her lips to swell, oh God, that her stomach was not feeling good, oh God. So we pray for Tyler today, oh God, that you bless and heal her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you're the one, God. You're the one, God, who we can depend on. And Jesus' name, oh God, we praise and magnify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. All things good and perfect come from you, God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, we praise and say hallelujah, hallelujah. And amen, amen, and amen.
So we're
going to pray,
God, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Pastor Dolly. Right now, so she can take us out this morning. And I love each and every one of you also in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate all that you have shared with us this morning. We appreciate the fact that you have just led us into a wonderful hour of power of prayer. We appreciate each and every one who is here. Everyone who has come to be in agreement with God and be in agreement with each other, where there are two or three gathered in his name, we know that he's in the midst. And so two is better than one, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. So we're grateful for the unity. There's power in unity. So I'm grateful for that today. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And please remember to start our fast on tomorrow. You can do 1, 2, or 3 days as we go through to the end of the week. So I decree this morning for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject them in the name of Jesus. And we pray that anything that may have tried to attach itself to those who have traveled abroad that is not of God, that is being released in Jesus' name, we decree and declare that everything that whatever has been spoken against us for our harm shall turn out for our good in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare this morning that we shall continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree today that we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. I decree that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree today that as we obey and serve the Lord God Almighty, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. I decree that we continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that we need shall be added unto us. I decree today that our families are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And I decree today that we put the devil under our feet. We resist him and he must flee in Jesus' name. I decree that every financial mountain is removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. And I decree that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours. I decree that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. And remember that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. Thank you for loving your family, your friends, and your foes. We love people into the kingdom because we know that love conquers all. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful day and an awesome week and a fantastic life in Christ.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.